This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The state budget starts to make its way through the Capitol this week. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
Passing a balanced budget is the only thing the state constitution requires lawmakers to do during the annual legislative session. And the House will now figure out how to spend the roughly $16 billion in state discretionary funding. The money pays for everything from health care to schools. Added to the mix this time is the nearly $4 billion in one-time COVID relief from the federal government. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Denver Board of Education has signed off on a proposal that gives all teachers in all district-run schools the same job rights and protections as those in the district's union contract and state law. Previously, about a quarter of the district schools had the right to opt out of some rules. The proposal has caused a backlash from so-called innovation schools that say they were blindsided by the board's action. Here's teacher Nadia Saldana Spiegel.
It is absolute deception to run on the claim that you are the voice of the community that you serve and then submit a surprise proposal before even listening to the community's voices.
Leaders at these schools say their teachers typically have more freedoms and that the change will hinder their ability to innovate. The Denver Zoo has found what it believes to be the state's first case of an avian influenza that can be fatal to birds. Symptoms are similar to the human version of the flu. The virus does not typically infect humans. The zoo says it confirmed the infection with state wildlife officials and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. To prevent spread, many species, including penguins and bald eagles, will be removed from public display. Colorado Springs and Pueblo have high fire danger today. Parts of the Front Range could hit 80 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.